The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. After a decade and a half of living in Vermont, one morning I thought, road signs all over the state, and still no sighting of a moose? Those beware of moose signs kept me on the lookout, especially when driving at night. One of my favorite poems, Elizabeth Bishop's The Moose, affixed the idea that one loomed around every country road. Through literature and popular culture, think Bullwinkle J. Moose, I had been primed to see the 600-pound animal in my sleep. Sadly, not even there. I believe the antlered creature a myth, on par with Vermont's lake monster, Champ, a giant serpentine creature claimed to have been seen by over 300 people since the 17th century. Then, one morning, on my way to hear a friend give a reading at the Bread Loaf Writers Conference, a large, four-legged bulk of an animal appeared at the edge of a clearing along the road. I saw it from a distance as I rounded an ascending curve on Route 125. I slowed to a stop and looked it over. We were eye to eye. It was massive and serene. Window rolled down. I sniffed, as Bishop put it, for the dim smell of moose. The moose watched me with faint interest, looked down the road, then back at me. For a long while, I thought the encounter improbable, but here I was, suspended in the moment, expecting transcendence of some kind, some boundless wisdom on a forested path to myself. Isn't that what we tell ourselves? That the silent dialogue with the great outdoors and its inhabitants will lead us to some visceral connection to the world and deepen our place in it? Always something outside of us, and never within. I felt a sense of glee, even as I overly romanticized and made more of the encounter than it deserved. The moose cocked its ears and turned into the forested path. I continued up the road to a theater full of writers. Today's poem reminds me to avoid idealizing nature, even if I wish to hold it, believing the experience will someday embed in my body. In Exchange by Corey Marks. When she looked up, the bear was simply there, watching her. Berries spilled between her fingers. She counted them falling, couldn't help herself, but couldn't stop them either. One after the other caromed through the thicket toward the animal like offerings, not accidents. Though she thought the bear already owned the berries, the thicket, the evening, the reverie wrenched from her head when the earbuds lurched free. And when the bear left, ambling, unworried, its curiosity, if that's what had drawn it near, fizzled. She found her hands purpled with berries she'd clenched, pulp and seeds pressed into the spaces between her fingers. into lines, furrowing palms that someone would try to read someday. A lover, to divine a future she couldn't see and wouldn't believe. But before that, for a while, the bear stood openly regarding her, its fat dog-like nose twisting and twisting to one side, making sense of her. Not threatened or threatening, not indifferent, not a gift. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at Slowdown Show.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.